Okay, I just say what I noticed in the morning. Just a short one. In the morning, I found that, I mean, it's not a clear mind. It's like, it's normally I didn't notice this one. I will just follow what the mind's talking. Right? But for these few mornings, I noticed just that day, I told Bonatio that I wanted to be more aware on the what you say, right? And then to, because it's like something I don't understand. So I try to be, if I realize, I try to be relaxed and relax like that. Lah, day life lah. So in the morning when I woke up, I found that my ear is like continuously having like conversation now, or maybe some flashback or something is happening. But actually the external in the morning is very quiet and everything. It's like I don't think, oh, okay, this one is keep on talking non-stop right now. But actually, in reality, it's very still and actually no sound at all in the morning. Oh, I mean, birds chirping and everything, but it's like the mind is continuously talking.
Yeah. So I explain this part first. It will help you. You listen. When you are not silent inside, that you say your ear there continuously chattering and developing that dial, maybe dialogue or whatever the thought process that has been ongoing. It could be habitual, it could be whatever conditioning, then it will be there. Sometimes it's coming. So when it's there, you cannot actually listen because you are not silent inside. But because you have heard what I said, you need to be aware. Then you try to be aware. You didn't silent inside completely. You try to be aware of the birds chirping. You try to be aware of external, the vibration or whatever. Then if it's a morning where you just arise, then you start to become conscious. Your senses operate. If you are silent within, then your senses operate. It becomes very sensitive. The chipping of the bird, everything come into your awareness. You don't have to go and look for it outside. Then the rain or whatever, this one, Engby, they all did a lot. Even I think Alicia, they all putting, they all know. So the awareness is so different when it's just aware. It's without word, that whole thing, especially the sudden rain, no sound, no word, nothing. It's just the awareness of that vibration or that thing without words. This is what you must stabilize. So don't try to rationalize with your thought, your thinking. Otherwise, you can still get trapped and you cannot go in. Because the main key to developing this awareness is silent within, completely silent. The ear, whatever sound or what, let it arrive. Yeah, this could be your conditioning, your habitual tendency and your karmic thing. Just let it be. What is more important is the moment you become conscious, you wake up, you silence everything, relax and maintain awareness. Don't try to know. Whatever arises, let it arise. Until your awareness, the silent mind, become very stable. Until you really able to be silent inside. That is the beginning of meditation, awareness based. So try it. Tell me. Otherwise, you are too active using your thought. You have improved. At least you recall, you need to be aware. But then you try to use the thinking mind to be aware of the chipping of the bird and all those things. That's why you try to describe to your knowledge that in actual fact, you say it's inside still tranquil. You heard about this, but you never experienced this. That's why you will describe all this, thinking that you know, but you cannot do it. Because you are not silent within. So the key is, are you silent inside? Completely silent means not only no speech or don't talk, no chattering, no dialogue, no verbalization, nothing. Completely still. Means whatever that arises, the sankhara, unfinished activity, let it arise and let it cease. It will slow down and cease. When you don't give it any more meaning, it's just like anger, hatred, when you just aware, silent, be with it, like Gordon did very well. Be with it. with that nature, silent, away, then everything will fall into place. You will realize your true mind, which is silent awareness, that nature within. Realize that. That is meditation. Okay?
Actually, what I want to say is that if I am, I mean, like, if at least I like notice that, otherwise, so I will continue go into the, you know, the.
You like my wife say, the cow, the nose, pull you along. That thought proliferation pull you along. You are lost in thought, preoccupied with that thinking, which is hideous thinking. Yeah, that one like draw you all over because you are not aware at all. That thought keep on arising. That is heedless living. When the spiritual faculty are not there, you don't even have any stability of mindfulness. That's why you cannot stop anything. When you have the stability of mindfulness, the moment you're aware, it ceases. Then the awareness take over. Then the thought cannot move. Cannot come again. But most people cannot reach that state of stability of mindfulness. They can't do anything with the thought. They want to stop thinking, think more. You cannot suppress thought. You cannot do one thought. Thought is dependent originating, means respond to memory. When you accumulate through memory, unfinished business, worry, fear, anxiety, problem, then it will manifest. It will arise, respond to that worry, that fear, the anxiety, the unfinished situation of life or problem, and it will arise. That's why sankhara arise because of avijja, avijja paccaya sankhara. So when it keep on arising, what must you do? Relax into it, silent, don't do anything. And when you don't feed it anymore with anxiety, worry, unhappiness, or try to solve it, that's why don't do anything. Don't try to like know, or don't try to do anything. Just let it be. It doesn't mean that you are not meditating. When you are not doing anything, you are meditating. Because when you are not doing anything, means you are not allowing the mundane mind to arise. You are going back to your true mind. You are letting the sankhara activity slow down on its own. Like the third way, aware. And let it cease. Let whatever emotion that arises, as I relax into whatever mind state that arises, let it cease. Relax, maintain awareness, and stabilize it. Then your meditation will take off. So this part, the words are very simple, but the doing is something you all have to go in and try. Poaching last time also need half an hour plus to let that thing happen. Then the shift of consciousness happened, then she know, oh, that is what Brother Theo meant. So sometimes it may take up to 1 hour, depending on what your karmic thing is and your understanding is. But most people, after a while, determination, the faith, the training, it will come. So many Kayamitas actually who strive on with heedfulness and develop all this, they are able to understand all this.